A lot of us have a lot of questions. We've heard so much about, on the national level, the big, beautiful bill and the North Carolina General Assembly not passing a big budget but a mini budget this year. So our questions, particularly when it comes to the big, beautiful bill, go to health care and the changes there. And we've heard so much about Medicaid and North Carolina just going to the Medicaid expansion a short time ago, after many other states had done it. But, Rose, also, I think that a lot of people may not be prepared for changes to the Affordable Care Act as well.
Yeah, no, that's very true. So one of the things that's been happening is, well, first off, in the Affordable Care Act marketplace where people buy their insurance, done on a sliding, you get a subsidy on a sliding scale, right? So the more money you make, up to about $90,000 for a couple, which is 400% of the federal poverty level, you can get a subsidy. And the more money you make, the smaller the subsidy gets. So those subsidies, for what I understand, are not going away. But near the end of the pandemic, Congress added a tax break on top of those. And that has really pushed down the cost for a lot of people significantly. And that tax break was slated to sunset at the end of 2025. And sure enough, it's going to sunset because Congress chose not to add add more time onto this tax break when they wrote the big, beautiful bill. And as a matter of fact, that was the thing that Senator Tillis was warning his Republican colleagues about, was that, hey, not doing this could blow back on you.
Which ultimately led to Senator Tillis deciding not to run for re-election, all with that happening together at the same time. Rose, when we're talking about the Affordable Care Act in North Carolina, and if, for folks who don't know, that's what we used to call Obamacare a lot of times. Mm-hmm. How many North Carolinians take advantage of that?
Just under a million people take advantage of it. It's hard to get exact numbers, but it's around 975,000 people took advantage of it this past year. So that means something like 15% of people who are buying insurance, because of course, you know, kids don't buy insurance. And then once you get to be 65 and you're on Medicare, you don't have to buy insurance because you have it through Medicare. So it's about 15% of the people who are from 18 to 64 who bought Obamacare policies this past year.
And this happens at a time when everything in the healthcare field is getting more expensive all the time, even without this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now it's going to get really expensive. So the insurance companies that provide policies through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, they have asked, and this is not just in North Carolina, they're asking for increased rates for 2026. That's happening all over the country. The average increase around the country is about 19-20%. North Carolina's is higher. It's about 26-27% on average. And that ranges from the Oscar Health Plan of North Carolina asking for a 6.9% increase, all the way up to one of the Blue Cross plans asking for a 36.5% increase.
And one other factor that could come into play here, I would think, and probably still a lot of unknowns about this, what impact will the tariffs have on healthcare costs?
Tariffs have an impact. There's a lot of things that have an impact. Inflation has an impact. Tariffs have an impact because of pharmaceutical prices, because pharmaceuticals get imported from a lot of different countries. And then the other thing that has an impact is whether or not Medicaid expansion remains. Because if Medicaid expansion goes away, then what happens is we've got 670,000 people who've gotten covered through Medicaid expansion. And if that goes away, or if that's eroded significantly, what ends up happening is you have more people who are uninsured they still get sick, even though they're uninsured. And they show up at emergency departments, and hospitals are required to care for them. And then the hospitals are left with bills that are unpaid. And so they turn around and they spread the cost out amongst the rest of us. And so that's why when you have more uninsured people, your insurance rates actually go up.
And the status of Medicaid expansion in North Carolina, we still don't really know for sure, do we?
No, we really don't. You know, when the General Assembly passed Medicaid expansion, they created a trigger in the bill that if the state ends up having to spend any money to support Medicaid expansion, then it goes away. Right now, Medicaid expansion is paid for by the federal government, which pays 90% of the tab, and the other 10% of the tab is picked up by hospitals. And that's another thing about the big, beautiful bill, is that the hospitals, it's a little bit of a shell game, but what happens is the hospitals say to the state, tax us. And when they get taxed right now, they can then turn around and ask the federal government to help match the cost of that extra cost that's created by the tax. Right now, a hospital assessment or a hospital tax is capped federally at about 6%. That's as much as hospitals could pay in assessments to states. The Big Beautiful Bill lowered that to 3.5%. So all of a sudden, the mechanism by which we're paying for Medicaid expansion is being kind of cut in half. And so it's unclear what will happen once those tax rates get pushed down. The other thing that the Big Beautiful Bill is doing is requiring folks who get Medicaid who are able to work to testify that they're able to work at least half-time, either in an earned, in a job or by volunteer work. What I've been told by folks at the HHS is that they're going to have to create a mechanism to track that. And as soon as they spend the first dollar to do that, then that also will trigger the trigger law and Medicaid can go away. The question is, can we somehow or another manage to track that without spending money? I did have one lawmaker suggest to me that that could be done perhaps by using the unemployment system. But still, I think there's still going to be some bureaucracy that's created by tracking this.
And they would be using the unemployment system to track whether people are doing volunteer work as well? Or?
Correct. That's what he was suggesting to me. And that seems to me that there's still going to have to be money spent to update, you know, computer systems and whatnot. I mean, the reality is that most of the people who are getting Medicaid through the Affordable Care, through the Medicaid extension, are working. It's something like 87% of those people are already working. They're just low-income workers whose jobs don't provide them with any benefit.
Well, Rose,
that would mean that those folks would continue qualifying, but do we have to spend money in order to track that?
Well, Rose, I guess the bottom line is we're going to be spending more for medical purposes in North Carolina, and you'll help keep us updated on how this is evolving.
Absolutely.